I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, one of my all-time favorites. We were talking about Tom, and the last time he was in Kansas City, you went to see
the show. I was seeing about the Uptown. It was fantastic.
Dude, and it is all comedy, and there's a slight therapy to it that you walk out feeling better about this world. You honestly, you're like, okay, all right, we're all in this together. I get it. We're being ridiculous. My thoughts aren't the weirdest thoughts.
Yeah.
He put them in a way I don't know how to put them into words, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the Tom Papa gift, no doubt.
Born November 10th in Passaic, New Jersey, our next guest is an accomplished stand-up comedian who has starred in numerous comedy specials, appeared on multiple late-night talk shows, and lent his voice to the Rob Zombie animated feature, The Haunted World of El Super Bisto. You can listen to his podcasts, Breaking Bread and What a Joke, on all digital platforms. He's written numerous books, including last year's We're All in This Together, and this week saw the release of his all-new Netflix special, Home Free. Please welcome comedian and friend of the show, Tom Papa.
Mr. Tom Papa, how are you?
Good morning. Good to talk to you again.
You, listen, the world needs you. We're going through some very strange times, Mr. Papa.
Yes, we are. We're going through strange times indeed. So, you know, not to make it about me, but if you want to escape and and laugh for a couple hours, I'm your guy.
Home Free. No, congratulations. Another new special. It's out streaming everywhere we can get it. It's a Netflix special. And these are things, like, if you're not a Tom Papa fan yet, it will take one time. You can go back and see, you know, What a Day, or You're Doing Great, Human Mule. But the new one, Home Free, you have a way, we were just talking about, of putting things into a perspective that we're right at the cusp of the realization, but you bring it home for everybody. You go, yes, that's right. It's, you know, maybe.
I love that. I love that about comedians. Even, like, my friends, like, there's nothing better to me when there's a joke that's right there, right in front of everybody's nose, but nobody found it until, like, somebody cracks the code. That to me is a beauty. And as a comedian, I mean, you just got to keep your eyes open and keep looking. It's like, that's our job, is to kind of, like, take everything and just translate it into something funny. And hopefully hopefully they'll take, even if it's something big and scary, it'll make it fun.
No, Uncle Tom is real. Uncle Tom, I mean that with love. You, but you're the guy, you want to go, I got a problem. I think I want to go talk to Tom. I want to go talk to Mr. Papa and find out what I should think about. Like, the therapy bit that I saw, I was like, dear God, it's exactly what I've been thinking all my life. That's exactly what I felt therapy was. Your take on therapy versus not taking, I thought it was brilliant, man. Maybe it's not that deep, is it?
Yeah, it's, there's such a good moment in our culture where you can go get help.
Right.
And it's a great thing, you know? I mean, people used to have a stigma about people going to go to therapy and get some help, and no one would, like, you would kind of hush-hush about it. Now everybody I know goes to therapy, and that's great. I think it's a good thing, and good for you. But I'm not going. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be fixed, but, you know, I'm having a good time, and I know if I go to therapy, they're going to stop it.
That's right.
I mean, I know what's wrong with me, you know? I eat too much, and I drink too much. And they're always like, well, don't you want to find out why? I know why. Life is hard, and that stuff's fun to do.
That is one of the most finest truisms, one of the best truisms ever. It sometimes it's just not super deep, man. We're not as damaged as we want to believe we are just because we're having some weird feelings. Maybe it just feels good, and that's why we do it all the time.
I feel like my whole emotional makeup is really predicated on what I've eaten that day.
Yeah.
I literally, last night I couldn't sleep because we had a Halloween party. And I was like, I'm kind of going to bed. I'm all cranky. I'm like, yeah, because you just ate 12 pounds of chili and cornbread on your way to bed.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And you were drinking whiskey. And now it's a little hard on your tummy, isn't it?
Yeah, of course you're not going to sleep, you moron.
So you're still having Halloween parties, but you don't have kids in the house anymore, Tom.
No, it's pretty funny. Like I keep thinking that the party's going to get smaller or kind of wind down. Like I just picture one day there's going to be like us and one other person at the party. Like we're still hanging on, it's still fun. But we have a lot of friends that are in the same boat where their kids just left or they're about to leave, and then we get some younger people that's starting to come. And last night was pretty off the hook. There was like a really good crowd, and it was great. You know, when I was decorating for the house, you know, I'm putting all this stuff that we've always had with the kids, and I was like, well, this is pretty sad. I'm just alone pulling skeletons out of boxes and sleeping in the front yard. I'm like, for who? What am I doing? What am I doing? My kids are grown. They're out of the house. But then the little kids go waddling by with their parents all month, you know, on their little walks, and they get excited about it. I'm like, all right, that's still cool. I like that. Once you're a dad, you're always a dad.
Yeah, and we're all pulling skeletons out of the closet at the opportune times, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. Our house is pretty legit, though. We have some. I have to say, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, no, it's the best. Kyle hates Halloween. Like, he works in the show, and this isn't a shtick, by the way. He's that millennial guy who's like, we don't have kids. We don't want them knocking on our door. I don't want to give you any candy. Turn the lights off.
What a quiet evening.
I'm like, how do you not experience the joy of, like, I think it's crazy. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, everyone said that about Kevin for a long time. He's just the modern day Scrooge.
That's right. We were talking about to 23andMe in your new special. You start to cover your DNA test. I did it as well. You've done it. It was rather disappointing. I'll tell you about mine after we get into this. But yeah, I wanted to know what my lineage looked like. What my ancestors, was there a war hero? You know, is there somebody famous in my lineage? You know, where do I come from?
Yeah.
Where do I hail?
Yeah, it's exciting. And we knew in my family we were going to be mostly Italian and a little bit of German that we don't talk about.
Right.
And when it came back, we were mostly Italian, a little bit of German, and there was a little French thrown in. Yeah. I called my mother. I was excited. I was like, hey, what's with the French? And she said, secret's out. Your grandmother was a whore. Like, I'm sorry, what did you call Nana? She's like, yeah, she slept her way through Europe. That's why you have weird eyebrows and your uncle's gay. I don't think that's how it works.
Dude, I found out I had more Neanderthal DNA than 96% of the people who'd ever taken the test on 23andMe.
What did you find out?
Yeah, no, that was it, that I had more Neanderthal DNA than 96% of the people who'd ever taken the test. I was like, well, of course, this explains so much, my knuckle-dragging giant forehead. Like, Jesus Christ.
Jeez, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much like a caveman.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's, again, it explains so much, Tom. It's,
I love that.
Listen, Tom, I can't wait to check out Home Free. It's streaming now on Netflix, man. And we got to get another show back in Kansas City. I'm ready for another book from you. Anytime you're ready to come by here, Tom Papa, we're ready to sit and chat it up.
Oh, you're the best. I love that so much. It's 5:30 out here in Los Angeles or whatever, 5:50. And when I saw your name, I was like, I'll get up. Fine, I'll get up. I love you guys.
I love you, brother.
Even though Kevin's no fun.
Oh, he's a rat bastard of the highest order, I assure you. All right, you are the great Tom Papa. Thank you, man. Home Free, you guys, streaming now.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.